is left off on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We have over here a series of Hukimtot, each of which teaches us a particular principle. So the Gemara says, Hahu Gavra, four lines from the bottom. We already discussed the fact that the get has to be read before it's given. Hahu Gavra, the Zarak Lagita, the Divisu. Let's say it had been read by two Edim. Then he threw it to his wife, Lebeni Dani, among the jars. Ishtak Ach Mezusta. Amar of Nachman, Mezusta Bini Dani Lo Shlicha. So Kanera, that's what he threw. He never threw a get, and the woman's not Megureshes. However, Hane Milid Ishtak Achada. Avol Shnayim Shalosh, Midaho Havoi, Ho Name Havoi. Vegita, Eimor Achbarim, Shakluha. That Kanera, the moment we have more than one mezuzah, and he only threw one item. What? Yud Tesamid Beis. Yud Tesamid Beis were
Two
lines on the bottom. So since he only threw one piece of cloth, and we have over here more than one piece of cloth, so we'll say the mezuzahs were there previously, and he threw her a get. What is this woman's status in this situation? The get was never found. He said he's throwing her a get, and we find mezuzot. What is her status? If we only found one mezuzah, then she's, Gemara says, Eina Megureshes. What if we find a number of mezuzot? So if we look in the Rambam, Rambam is in Perek Aleph, Halacha Kaf Beis, of Hilchos Gerushin. Rambam Paskins, Zarak laget lechatzera lebein achavios, bifnei edim, ubikshu, umatsu sham shtayim o shalosh mezuzos, choshishin shema get shezarach garu achbarim, v'harezo, safek megureshes. Safek. On one hand, in other words, we don't have the get in front of us. On the other hand, maybe it was taken away by achbarim. The fact that the mezuzah was found, the mezuzot were found, they were there beforehand. So she's safek megureshes. However, the Ritva Alatar uses a different lashon. The Ritva says, "Klomar, I learned it from the other Ritva." So if you want to, Rav Chista Kreskes says, I wasn't looking at this ritual in the house. Chomar umugureshes gemurahi. Mugureshes gemurahi. That she's totally, it's not a language that lends itself to two possibilities. She's totally mugureshes. Question is, what over here is the svara of the Ritva? The Rambam svara is, we have an option, right? Shema. There's reason to think that perhaps the mezuzahs were here beforehand, because there's more than one, and he only threw one, and that which he threw was taken away by Achbarim. Shema. Why is she Megureshes Vadai? So I want to suggest, perhaps, if you look back in the Tosfos, your Maskil, Taima Dika Ksav, Oleka Ksav Lo, Tosfos asks, in the middle of Tosfos, it's about 10 lines down, he says, V'yintomar hechi saka daitach, in a situation where we don't see any ksav, the Megureshes Vadai Ko'amar, Kevon de Nirash Unir Chalak, V'yishlomar Kevon Domar Hareze Gitech, B'davar Muat Haminan Leba'al, Ki Hechi Damrinan Baal Shamar Gerashti Ishti Ne'eman, Ho'il Ubiyado Ligarsha. Namely, that we have unique halachos of Ne'emanus. So over here, we have a din of Migo. Baal biyod legarisha. He could always be begarisha with a different get. So if he says he was already begarisha, there's reason to believe him. So over here, the Baal said hareza gitech and threw a cloth beni dani. We don't find the get, but since he said hareza gitech, and we have no reusa, because the fact that we found mezuzot, they were there beforehand. So yitachen that via his lashon of Areza Giter, that's already enough to create the gerushin. Also, we're dealing with Tzricha Lemikri. It was read beforehand. And we know that there was a get in the world. We know the get was written and signed by Edim. The only question is this what the Baal threw to the Isha? So once we have, according to Tosfos, this unique ne'emanus of the Baal, the Kevon Dom Areza Giter, then B'davar Muat Namin and Lev. Then the fact that we're still left with a Suffolk, and it's a Suffolk Ashakul, that already can create a Gerushin Vadayit. Machlokes Rambam and the that which is known in the world, the Miuchas L'Ritva. The Ritva itself from the Ksav Yad, he says Edom Agureshes is found that like the Rambam. But in the back of the Ritva, what's printed in the Ritva for the last 200-300 years, that's where he says Mugureshes Gemura. Okay, that's point A. Let's continue. Hahu Gavra Dola Beknishta Shakal Sefer Torah Yohiv Lodula Devisu Amar La Hagitech Amar Av Yosef Lamai Lechushla Im Yishum Mei Milin, that perhaps we have a get written in disappearing ink. Ein Mei Milin Al Gabe Mei Milin, that's not Toface on the cloth of the Sefer Torah. Imishum krisus de isba, the parasha in kitetze, habiina the kosavla, lushma, the leka. Vachi tema lechush dilma aktim yohiv rezuza la safra meikara. That maybe we have over here that the parasha of Gerushin in the Torah was written, lushem, this woman. Habiinan shmo ushva, shemiro, vishemira, the leka. Okay? I'm sorry. So Rav Yosef says over here, there's no reason to be choshesh that we have over here a get, because we are missing an aspect of lishma. One of the aspects of lishma is we're missing the aspect of lishma of shino shmo ushma. Of Shino Shmo Ushma. But if we only had at the point of the Gemara, Habin and Vikosavra, that could have been solved via Akhtim Vyohiv Zuza Lasafra Meikara. And we had a sofer, had there been no din of shame ear, v'shame. I have to see exactly what is the makar for the shemos. Had there been no din of shemos, then the Havin of the Gemara is we would have had over here Lishma, because perhaps the Baal was Mitzavah the Sofer to write the Sefer Torah L'Shem Ishto. Correct? Tosus over here asks, Tema, the Megillas Sota Mashma Perakama de Eruvin, the Mochkin Lamin HaTorah, Afil Laman de Boy Ksiva L'Shma, the Ko'ama Rav Papa, the Laman Domar Ein Megilta Kshera L'Hashkos Basota Acheres, Torah, the Stama Ksiva, Hachinani de Machkinan. That a Sefer Torah, if we were to cut out from a Sefer Torah the Parsha of Sota and put that into the Mayim, that would be a meaningful Megillas Sota. Why? Because we assume that a Sefer Torah is Stama, right? The Stama Ksiva. That we have a basic level of Lushma in every Sefer Torah. And so it can be used for Megillah Sota. So why over here does the Gemara assume that a Sefer Torah Stam, Imishum Krisus of the Isbei, Harbina Kasav Lo? The Sofer didn't write it for this woman. But the Megillah Sota was not written for this woman either. It was written as the Megillah Sota, as part of the Sefer Torah. And so if we have a din of Rishma, both in Megillah Sota and in Get, why is Stama sufficient in the world of Megillah Sota? And Stama is not sufficient in the world of Get. That's Tosfos' question. So what would you have answered had you been a Baal Tosfos? Is the concept of Lishma made up of one form? What, in other words, maybe there are Tzvei Dinim, maybe there are two Dinim of Lishma. What could Lishma mean in terms of Get Isha as opposed to Lishma in terms of Megillah Sota? Right. In other words, in terms of the world of Get, maybe there we require a specificity. It has to go for this particular woman. That would not be, if a sofer is not even aware that this woman is a mu'amedet, is a candidate for gerushin, how in the world could he have her in mind? He could have in mind that he's writing this lishma, that it can be used as a get, but that's not enough in Gittin. However, for Megillah Sota, maybe what do we require? Only that the Megillah be written
for the sake of being,
for the sake of Megillah Sota, and that maybe Stama is enough. Namely, the Tosis's question, L'chatchila, is making an assumption that we have over here a parallelism between Lishma in Get and Lishma in Megillah Sota. That's not a necessary assumption. However, that's Tosis's assumption, and because of this assumption, Tosis gives two terutzim. V'yesh lomar, d'rav Yosef t'shmaisim lo savar l'kavasei. We have Machlokes Amoraim. That the Rav Yosef Bayas would hold that you could not use the Sefer Torah for Megillah Sota. Sefer Torah is not Lishma. And on the other hand, the Gemara over there, Rav Papa, he would hold that you could use the Sefer Torah for Gerisha. Namely that the it's Machlokes Amoraim as to whether this broad Lishma would be sufficient both in Megillah Sota and Get, or neither in Megillah Sota nor Get. Inami, it also gives a second teretz. Savar ki idach tana, the savar imochkin lomen haTorah, kumasnis in the perakol haget, the tanana kosev kol tovze gitin, tzarach shianiach mekom haish v'chulei, v'dik mehasam v'reish zvachim, the stama pasul, v'kol shekein sefer Torah the lichtav l'shem gerishin klal. What is Tosfos over here saying? First he said Rav Yosef doesn't hold like Rav Papa. And he says, Savar ki idach tana, the Savar ein mochkin la min haTorah, ki masnisin de perakol haget, the tanan hakosev tovse gitin, tzorach shianiach makom haish, Tzorach shiniach makom ha'ish. Just one second. Okay, this is basically simply another permutation of the first teretz. I mean, not that Rav Yosef is going off on his own. Rav Yosef has a Mishnah in Gittin later on, Dafka Vav, which appears that stama is no good either in a Megillah Sota or in a Get. Okay, that's okay. So the other teretz I was looking for is a little farther down. Let's just go a little farther down. Where Tosa says that. Sorry. Right, but from the Od Nira. The Od Nira, Dafilu Manda Machshim Megillah Sota. Maybe, even if you hold like Rav Papa over there in Eruvin, Limchok Mena Torah, you could use the Sefer Torah from Megillah Sota. Alpha Gav Deboy Lushma Mode, the Linyan Get Pasul. Namely, this is our chiluk between Get and Megillah Sota, but not the way we thought of the Mechalek, a different chiluk. The Beiruvim Perakama Mashma Dekulu Tanoim Mode Bahanoch the Perakol Aget Chashiv Yishol Lishma. V'Leslo L'Ravacha Bar Yoshia Kosa L'Garei Shishto V'Nimach V'Chulei. Megillah Sota Stama Kosher Mishum De Mistama She'ein HaKohen She'alav L'Chtov Makpid U'Mistama Nechalei Avol Gabe Get Baal Stama Lo Nechalei. Namely that we have over here a difference in the world of Hakpada. Who is the source of the Lishma in a Get? Who creates the Lishma? Who has to bring the Lishma to the fore? The Sofer? The Sofer is simply a Shliach of the Baal. Because of Lo Sefer Krisus V'Nasan B'Yada, the subject is the Baal. The Baal has to enter into the Lishma. who is the source of Lishma in Megillah Sota? The Kohen. Okay? Now, practically, neither the Baal nor the Kohen are writing. Who writes? A Sofer. So the question is, what is the relationship between the Baal and the Sofer and the Kohen and the Sofer? So here, maybe there is a difference. That in terms of the Baal and the Sofer, the Baal is Makpid, and that he gives the tzivui to the Sofer. We don't say Mistama, a Sofer can sit down and write a get, a Stam, for any Baal that may want to use it. The Baal has to give a direct tzivui to the Sofer, and he'd be Makpid if the Sofer wrote it without his instructions. Masheikin and Megillah Sota, the Kohen doesn't care that the Sofer write it for a particular woman. All the Kohen cares is that it be written Lishma. If the Sofer goes ahead and writes it Lishma before this woman is even in the picture, that's also fine. I mean, this is not the chiluk we gave earlier. We gave a chiluk earlier that perhaps the concept of Lishma in Get is particular. The concept of Lishma Megillah Sota is general. Here Tosis is assuming maybe both in Get and in Megillah Sota it's enough to have a general kavana of Lishma. The question is, who has to instruct? In the world of Gitin, the Baal is Makpid. He has to give the instruction. In the world of Megillah Sota, the Kohen is not Makpid, so we don't need that instruction being given by the Kohen. That's the difference between the two of them. And again, Tosos is still sticking to his original assumption that whatever conditions we're going to have in the world of Gerushin, we're going to have those same conditions of Lishma in the world of Sota. So either we have a machokes amoraim, or if you want, a machokes tanoim, ilayname, or we have a chiluk, but the chiluk is not based on different quality of lishma, but on a different quality of tzivui. That by the Baal we have hakpada on a tzivui, by the Kohen there's no hakpada on the tzivui. In the middle over here, Tosus brings down a statement that he just takes for granted, that in the world of zvachim, stama, In the world of Zvachim, if we have an animal which is being brought to the Mizbeach, Bistam, then we say that it's kosher. Only Shalogishma is possible. Masha'enkein, Get, Sefer Torah, Megillah Sota, their Stama would not be enough. It has to be specifically Lishma. Again, to specifically mean particular for this woman, or specifically mean for women in general, that's an open question. However, Tosfos simply points out that in the world of Zvachim, there, Stama is considered to be Lishma. Only Shelo Lishma is a problem. Ma She'ein Kein, in the world of Sefer Torah, and Get, and Megillah Sota, there, Stama would not be enough. Tosfos simply takes it for granted. I mean, what is the basic difference between Korban on one hand and Get and Megillah Sota, Sefer Torah on the other hand? Why would there be difference in terms of Stama? We asked the Kohen, what Kavana do you have? He said, I had no Kavana. I didn't have Kavana for a Chatos, for an Ola, for a Shlamin. I was thinking about, Korban. Stama Korban, bring a Korban. Yeah? No, but Sefer Torah also requires the Shema, even though that it's been on the Mamakam. It appears to be the difference would be as to whether Lishma is a Machshir, or Lishma, or the lack of Lishma is a Posel. Namely, that in the world of Get and Megillah Sota and Sefer Torah, there we need Lishma positively. Stama is not enough. We need a positive Lishma. By a Korban, there's no halacha that you require a positive Lishma. There is a halacha that Shelo Lishma is possible. Shelo Lishma is possible. Bringing a Korban Shelo Lishma, that's possible. Nafkamina would be Stama. Stama is not enough to be posel, but it's not enough to be Machshir either. Okay, in other words, the question is, Are we dealing with Lishma as a requirement in terms of Hechsher? Or are we saying no, that you don't need Lishma, just that if it's Shelo Lishma, if you're bringing Chatos as an Ola, that's no good. Nafkamina would be in a case of Stama. Okay. So that's what we have in terms of Lishma. But the Gemara says that even if the Sofer had been writing the Sefer Torah for the sake of this woman under the Tzivui Habal, it still wouldn't be enough, because Be'ina, we didn't get Shmo, Ushma, Shem Iro, V'Shem Ira. What is the basis of this halacha that a get requires Shemos? The Torah doesn't mention that it's because of the Sefer Krisus, Menosan V'Yada. Why can't he simply write, let's say, what's a Shtar Kedushin? I write to a woman, Hare At Mekudeshet Li, B'Shtar Zo, Kedat Moshe Yisrael, and I hand her the Shtar. There's no shame under any... In, why over here is there a din of a shame? Yes?
The kid also needs to serve as a Shtar because she was divorced.
Well, we have that. Then you go back to the question, okay, what makes the get a get? So what Mordechai is pointing out, that if we're going to take the Shita of Rav Meir, that Ede Chasima Karte, that the Iker of the get is a text of the get, right, signed by Edim, that has to serve as a Shtaraya, then we need a level of Muchach Mitocho in the get. Look at Tosfos. Ha debin on Shema Ushma, af agav demas nis in the Perakah Zorek. Deshino Shema Ushma, mukmin an lei, dehai havlad mamzer, kerav meyer, mashma del rabbanan lo have, vishino shmo, elapsula de rabbanan, umid a nokat shina, velo nokat loksa vokral, mashma de beloksa vokral, kosher afilu mid rabbanan, ha lesa, thou korchach lo kosfu kral, the rav meyer, pasul menatora, dabinan shihei muchach mitocho, shehu megareish ishto, ubelo kosfu kral, ein mochiach. And according to Tosfos, the source of requiring a shame in a get, midoraisa, is Rav Meir. Rav Meir of Edi Chasima Karte, that we want over here, that which we are handing over should serve as the Shtar Kinyan, the Shtar Raya, etc., without needing anyone from the outside, just that we need a Muchach Mitocho. This has to serve as a total Raya. And therefore, if we have a case of the names being missing, or the wrong names, that's puzzle, that's batal midoraisa, according to Rav Meir. The Mishnah implies that Shino Shmo Ushma is only drabanan. Tosus continues, Elomari, the Lomari, Bishino Shmo Mamosh, Dimken Have Laminka, Okos Vokral, the puzzle of Rav Meir. Masnissim Rav Meir. Eloshino Shmo, Hainu Shekos of Shame, the Golil, be Yehuda. Person has two names. He's known in Golil as Pinchas, he's known in Yehuda as Zalman. And he's writing the get in Yehuda, and he writes the name Pinchas, which he's only known in the Galil, that's Drabanan. Then we have over here a Chisaro Midrabanan, that we're using a name, which is his name, but not the usual name. However, were he to have left out the name altogether, or were he to have written Mordechai instead of Pinchas and Zalman, that would have been Batol Midoraisa. So Tosfos Shita is that if we have a Shini Hashem, or we have a chisaron of the shame, then according to Rav Meir, we have a problem with Doraisa. According to Rav Elazar, everything is fine, because we have Edi Mesira, who will serve as our Muchach Mitocho. The Ramban, however, learns the din from a different perspective. The Ramban, over here, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, says, Habinan Shmo Ushma Shemiro Veshem Ira, Piresh Nireli, Mishum Dixiv Sefer Krisus, Dehainu Sfiras Dvarim Shel Kritut, Vyevshar Lesapir Kritut Shebeno Ubena, Elem Hinkasav Shmo Ushma Bechule. And it continues, Ubetosos Mukila Karav Meir, Tamar Edi Chasima Karte. And we quote Tosfos that wants to link in our Gemara with Rav Meir. This is Dina Muchach Mitocho. This is part of the Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. Tosfos says, no, this is Rav Elazar, even Rav Elazar. It's part of the Din of Sefer. Sefer implies Sfiras Dvarim. Sfiras Dvarim is not only that the phrase of Gerushin should be clear, right? Ariat Mugureshet Mimeni, as opposed to we're separating or we're thinking about it. Right? It has to be a clear enunciation of Gerushin. Also, part of Sfiras Dvarim, Kishem Ha'ish V'Ha'isha. This is a din, even according to Rav Elazar. Let me read to you the Rambam, and you tell me whether the Rambam is like Tosfos, or the Rambam is like the Rambam. Yes? Midoraisa, yeah. Because of a Sefer Krisus, you need a Sfiras Dvarim. You need a story. There has to be a story in the text, and you don't have a story without the names of the characters. Yes? Rav Elazar, right, even Rav Elazar. Even, in other words, it's beyond the Machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. Even Rav Elazar would agree to this. It's a Kuleyama. Kuleyama. Rambam, Perek Gimel. Halacha Yud Dalet says as follows. Kosav Hashem She'enam Yodim Bo B'Yoser. Because of kol shem shiyeshlo, harei ze pasul. Drabana. That's the case where he's the name is theoretically correct, but it's not the name that people know him by. That's the bottom of Tosfos. Shina shmo ushma. His name is Zalman, and they wrote him to get Moshe. Afal pi shekosav kol shem shiyeshlo v'kol shem shiyeshla. Here it says Moshe v'kol shem shiyeshlo, but he's not called Moshe. Rambam says eino get. Ain't no get. Okay? What is missing in the Rambam? The Rambam deals with a case where he has two names and the get uses the wrong name. That's Pasul Durabanan. He has one name and the get has a different name. That's Pasul Midoraisa. Ain't no get. What case is missing in the Rambam?
No name.
No name. What if there is a get with no name? So if we go back to the beginning of the Rambam, he gives 10 conditions. 10 things have to be in every get in order for it to be kosher. Ein isha miskareshes ela biksav shi agia la uktav zanikra get. Vasara dvarim hem ikar gerishim min atorah. Shal yugarish ish ela biritzono. Shi yugarish biktav elo bedavar acher. Shi inyan aktav shi gerisha vesir mikinyano. Shi inyano davar koris beno ubeina. Shi yenichtav rishma. Shalo vichule vichule. What's missing? Names. Names. Namely, according to the Rambam, is there a requirement, like the Ramban says, L'kule Alma, a Sfiras Dvarim, have to be names in a get? No. No such requirement. I, what about our Gemara? That's Rav Meir. Rav Meir has a din of Muchach Mitocha. Right? Like Tosfos. So according to Rav Meir, a get without names, that would be possible. But the Ram doesn't pass like Rav Meir. Ram Paskin's like Rav Elazar, that we saw a number of times. That Eidim Mesira really create the get. So on one hand, he passes like Rav Elazar. On the other hand, he has no din of Sfiras Dvarim. So according to the Rambam, the only thing which messes up a get is the wrong name. The wrong name, that's Mezuyuf Mitocho. That's the wrong story. However, if there's no name, according to Rambam, it would be Kosher Doraisa. Okay, so we have three shitas over here. We have a shita that only according to Rav Meir, the get requires that in other words, if the get is missing a name or a name is changed, that's a problem because of Muchach Mitocha. We have the other extreme, according to everyone, you require because of Sfiras Dvarim. The Rambam distinguishes between Chaser and Shina. Shina, that's a lie. Chaser is Kasher. He kind of rather holds there's no requirement of Sfiras Dvarim. The din of Muchach Mitocha is only according to Rav Meir. So that solves our issue. Okay? Yes?
So this is a parallel of the din of Rabbi Elazar that chasimos are not necessary, but if we're going to have them, they have to be tishma.
Right. Exactly. Right. Sorry. Sorry. Let's finish the shiur. Thank you. Okay. Amar Rav Chisda. Get shekosvo shelo lishma, v'hevir alav kumus lishma, banu l'machokes Rav Yehuda v'rabbanan. Okay. Haditanya. Harei shehaya tzarech lichtov es Hashem, v'nizkaven lichtov Yehuda, v'to'a v'lo hitil badalid, v'hevir alav kumus, Mavir of Kumus and Makacho de Rav Yehuda. Chamemom Rim, Ein Hashem Mina Mufchar. Okay, we already pointed out that this possibility of writing Lishma, is this considered to be din only in Get or also in Shabbos, is a Machokas Rishonim. In terms of the din that we have within Sefer Torah, Rav Yehuda Shita, we have the shame Yud Ke Vav Ke, but it was written Shelo Lishma. Rav Yehuda says, what we can do now is simply take a pen and write over this, Lishma, and be machshir the shame, and be machshir the Sefer Torah. In other words, when we read the Sefer Torah from now on, which ksav are we going to be reading? The ksav Elyon or the ksav Tachton? Ksav Elyon, the one that was written properly. What happened to the ksav Tachton? It was nimchak. It was erased. Since when is one allowed to erase the shame? Namely, how did Rav Yehuda allow for such a patent of Maver Lav Kulmus Umachshiro? We have over here a Yud and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey. Those are the names of Kosh Baruch Hu's name. The way of he wants to Machshir it is by creating a Ksav Elyon. But when we create a Ksav Elyon, we already pointed out, automatically we're being Mochik the Ksav Tachton. Otherwise we're not doing anything. We have an Iser of Mechikas Hashem. There are three answers to this question in the Rishonim. What would you say? Yes?
Is there an Isra of erasing and shame if it wasn't written with the Shema to begin?
Ah, that's the Hagos Maim in the beginning of Perek Vav of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. It's a very, very powerful, powerful heter of Hagos Maim that can be used, you know, to throw away newspapers, books, etc., that have the name of God in them, that will say the name of God was not written Lushma, and there's no Isur at that point. The Rambam Paskins call him Ma'abed Shemen Hashemos HaKadoshim Lokem in HaTorah. Are you Omer? V'ibadetem Eshmam Lo Tasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. He's over in Isur, Lo Tasun Kein. Comes along that goes from Manios and Paskins, Kozav Hora'im, the Rav Eliezer Mimitz, Sefer Yireim, Talmud Ravino Tam, V'im kosav osio shel shem, v'lo niskaven l'kadesh b'ksivasan, ein v'hem kedusha, k'detanya b'habone, v'menachos, etc. Okay, in other words, that if the name was not written with kedusha, then it doesn't. There's no iser of lo sasum ken. That would certainly explain our Gemara, and would be a tremendous heter. However, not everyone paskins that way. Not everyone paskins that way, yes?
I'll just get to offer another possibility.
Yes.
Would be that if you identically putting Yud Kei Vav Kei on top of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's not considered a Chikum Chikum.
Okay, so that is what's pointed out by the next Hagos Maimoni. The next Hagos Maimoni says that Im Dio, I'm sorry, Avol Dio Shenotfa Agabe Haksav Mutar Lemochko Shelo haya kavanaso ela letake. Let's say a person's writing a Sefer Torah, and accidentally a drop of ink falls in the middle of the hay, and passels the hay. So he's allowed to erase it, or let's say falls on the roof of the hay, and he has to erase the entire roof and write it over. He's allowed to erase it because his whole kavana is not to be mochik. His whole kavana is to be metake, namely that there's b'chal no iser of mochik. If as long as your kavanah is to be metake. Okay, so we have over here, since over here, in our Gemara, we want to be metake in the shame, we want the shame to be written lishma, so even though the process is one of mechika, since it's mochik amanat l'take and it's muter. There is room for a shita which is not as radical, and that is taking the language of the Rambam. Kol ha-ma'abed shem min ha-shemos ha-kadoshim va-tahorim loke min ha-torah. Namely, what could you have said? Not like Hagos Maimini, not like the first Hagos Maimini, not the second Hagos Maimini. What is the Easter? Is there an Easter of Machikas Hashem? Is there really an Easter to erase Hashem's name? To be Ma'abed. There are Hashchasa, right? To vandalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. To destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Who says there's an Easter of Mochek? Okay, so we have over here then three possibilities. One possibility is no Easter at all of Mochek. The Easter is La'abed. Second is, no, there is an Easter of Mochek, but only if it's Mochek Amanas Limcho. Kiri Mochek Amanas Letake. And thirdly, it's a chain that even Limcho Amanas Letake is no good, but only if you have a shame. And maybe without Lishma, it's not a shame. Okay. 3 days over here in the Rishama. Comes along the Rabbanan, and they disagree. They say, you can't use this patent. Ein Hashem min Hamufchar. Question is, what does that mean? What does it mean, Ein Hashem min Hamufchar? So, Rav Chista understood that Rabbanan hold that this is Dio al Gavi Dio, and that's not considered to be Ksav. That's Banu L'machlokas Rav Yudev Rabbanan. However, Rav Yaakov and Yaakov are Mardil Malohi. Maybe Rabbanan agree with the patent. However, the problem over here is, Ad Kam L'Kamer Rabbanan, Hasam, Ela De'inan, Ze Keli, Va'anveyu, Veleka. We have a problem of aesthetics. Ze Keli, Va'anveyu, Hisno'e L'fana B'mitzvos, She Lulav Na'a, Esrog Na'a, etc. And over here, the Sefer Torah is going to look funny. It's not going to look proper. It'll have, all the ink will be uniform. Now, let's start when it comes to the shame, we have a non-uniform thickness. That's the problem over here of Zekei Livan Veyu. This Gemara, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, L'chor, is making a very big jump in terms of Zekei Livan Veyu. How do we normally interpret Zekei Livan Veyu? Let's say, for example, my lulav is a little droopy. I'm not Yotzi the Mitzvah. Zekei Livan Veyu, yes? I lack a hidur. I have tefillin that are dakos, that aren't gasos. I have straps of my tefillin that I painted over 40 times. And you see that this is a little thicker, a little thinner. He asked a rav, he said, it's kosher. You should be nicer if you got zekei livan vehu. No, it's a mitzvah. It's not a fun of a mitzvah. But the bottom line is that it's kosher. Over here, Rabbanan say, the Sefer Torah is puzzle because of zekei livan vehu. So I pointed out to you that we have a precedent, or if you want to, a parallel situation to this Gemara, in Rashi, in Maseches Sukkah. Then in Maseches Sukkah, in the third parak, we deal with the psulim. On the Arba Minim, and one of the psulim is Yavesh. What is the source of the psul of Yavesh? So Rashi has a very interesting source. Rashi on Daf Kaf. Sorry. Rashi on Daf Kaf Tesemid Beis. Halulav Hagozov Ayavesh Pasul. Rashi says, Halulav. Yavesh. Debeinan Mitzvah Mehuderes. Dichsiv Va'anveyu. Over here we have, again, Zekei Livan Vehu, which is being used to pass a lulav. Tosfos says that's not the source. The source is the Ishkis Le'esrog, Dichsiv Behadar, Lokomosha Pirish Bekuntras, Zekei Livan Vehu, Deinma Vehu El Chatchiva, Lo Mifsal Bahachi. Right? There we have Zekei Livan Vehu was brought in Mesech HaSukkah as El Chatchiva, not as a Bediyevet. But Kanere, according to Rashi in Sukkah, according to Rav Achar Bar Yaakov, we have two categories of Zekei Livan Vehu. One category of Zekei Livan Vehu is what we call Hidur Mitzvah. That's L'chatchila. What's the other category of Zekei Livan Vehu? That if we don't have the Anvehu, what are you missing?
It becomes part of the Mitzvah, not a separate.
Right. In other words, you're missing the Chefzah Shel Mitzvah. A Lulav Yavesh is not a Lulav. A Sefer Torah, which is not Anveyu, is not a Sefer Torah. That we're dealing over here in the world of Of Choshe Mishpat, we call it a Mekach Tos. If you go ahead to a store and buy a chair, and they send you a table, you can return the table. It's a Mekach Tos. It may be more expensive. It's not what you ordered. A Lulav Yavesh is not a Lulav. A Sefer Torah with Dyo Agabi Dyo is not a Sefer Torah. The Zeke Ivan Veyu can serve as a Ma'akev. As I recall, the Rav wanted to bring another Raya to this from a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos. In Perek Rav Eliezer de Mila, Gemara over there deals with the Dinim of Mila on Shabbos, 19th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. And over there it points out that if we have a Mohel who is Mal, a baby, on Shabbos, and he doesn't finish the Mila, namely that he has to redo the Mila. So there are two forms of redoing a Mila. One is that we have Tzitzin Hama'akfin, that if he doesn't redo the Mila, it's not considered to be removal of the Arla. And then we have Tzitzin Shein Ma'akfin, namely that there's a concept of the Mohel redoing the Mila for aesthetic purposes. So we would have thought, what's Mutar on Shabbos? The Mohel can be Mal, and then if you have Tzitzin Ma'akfin, he can continue. If it's Tzitzin Shein Ma'akfin, we would normally say that would be a Malacha on Shabbos of Shochet. Right? We only have a Heter of Mila, this is only for the aesthetics. Gemara says, because of Zekei Livan Vehu, the Mohel can even remove the Tzitzin Shein Ma'akfin on Shabbos. So you see that the Tzitzin, that Zekei Livan Vehu creates a Mila. In other words, it's considered to be a Maisa Mila. Maisa Mila is Docha Shabbos. So we have three instances. We have by the Sefer Torah, by the Lulav, and by Mila, that where Zekei Livan Vehu is used in the context of, this is not a Lulav, this is not a Sefer Torah, this is not a Mila, al pidin, because of Zekei Livan Vehu. B'chol HaTorah Kula, having a nice talis bag, having a nice Shabbos table, those are Zekei Livan Vehu of a lachatchila.
Yes.
Right.
But it's also true that if he doesn't go back and remove the tzitzin shein ma'akfin, then Mila is still kosher. So
right.
That indicate that any mitzvah shebo is not an integral.
So you're pointing out that we have an in-between category, where if it's not a ma'akev, but if you do it, it's called a ma'isa Mila. Right. Correct. That's the Gemara over here, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amed Beis. Hasa Mishum de Rabin and Zekei Livan Veyo. Hacha Bin and Zekei Livan Veyo. It's not a fun of a mitzvah, say Sukkah, not, etc., etc. It brings it in the context of the Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin.
Why about these mitzvahs?
What?
Why not?
It's a very good question. It's a very good question. It's a good question. Okay, you can write an article for Besitzlak. Okay, it's something to think about. Why that for these situations? I don't know. I did think about it, but I don't have an answer. Okay, I wish I was able to give you an answer. Okay, did you continue in the Gemara? Am I beyond you? Okay, so what? You continued? Okay, so if it's okay, especially in terms of my voice, I'll stop now. What I'd like to continue to is the very next Gemara, Sholchu Mitam Kosvo Suri Hanoa Kosher. What does it tell us about the nature of the relationship between a Baal and an Isha in terms of a get? The Torah says, because of Lasefer Krisus for Nosan Biyada, we're talking over here about a physical act of giving or halachic act of kinyan. Okay? The question is, can you do a kinyan on Isurei Hanah? Something which is worthless, can you make a kinyan on something which is worthless? You can ask a similar question, is there a concept of bailus on Isurei Hanah? Can you own something which is worthless? So these are issues that are dealt with by the Ktzos in Siman Reish, Sivkatan Hay, and also in Siman Tuf Vav, there's all Garichos there in the Ktzos as well, and what's known as Reb Chaim Shita. Whatever the Ksos says yes, Rechayim says no. Okay. And so that's what we'll start with next time in terms of, you know, it's what does it appear from our Gemara? What's good in our Gemara? Then we'll continue. I think we can get. We can get down to the world of Ksoves Kaka, namely the bottom of Chaf Medeis. It's not difficult Gemara. Again, to learn the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, look at the Rambam. The Rashba is very important over here. Okay, we'll take it case by case. We never will put out a page of Mar Makomos to help you in terms of direction. Okay? Sorry, I didn't finish what I wanted to get to today. Everyone should have a Chag Sameach. Hope to see you if those will be here for Yom Tov, and we should offer Refuah Shleimah.